your relationship with your inner being. Now, as we define and describe these two important aspects of you, rather than referring to them as you and you, it would be more clarifying to refer to the physical you as you and the non-physical aspect of you as your inner being. You could call your inner being Source, Soul, or God, but we like the name inner being since it is the root of that which you are, and you can feel it within you. So, from your non-physical perspective, your inner being projected its consciousness into the physical you, and you were born. And now here you are, living, breathing, thinking, and being, and at the same time, your inner being is living, thinking, and being. We like to refer to this time and place in which you're focused as the leading edge of thought. And when you think about your broader, non-physical inner being extending itself forward into this life experience, it's easier to understand that this physical realm in which you're focused surely is the furthermost extension of that which is Source. Humans hold a variety of beliefs regarding their pre-physical origin, but a very common thread weaves through many of those beliefs, which is actually the opposite of the way it really is, and that incorrect belief is that God is non-physical and therefore perfect and therefore complete in that perfection, and that a human has been given physical life in order to work to achieve that perfection or to catch up with God. What we want you to remember is that you and your physical body are an extension of that which humans call God. And because you are the furthermost extension of God or Source, then God is also experiencing that expansion because of you, through you, and with you. When we use the word God to express this non-physical Source energy, we find that because it reminds people of the ideas they already hold around this word, it often prevents them from being able to find the deeper clarity that we seek to provide. And for that reason, we rarely describe this non-physical Source energy with the word God. The word God just activates within most of you what you already think about the subject. So instead of the label God, we will use the label Source. And this non-physical Source experiences constant expansion through you, even when you are unaware of its existence or of its connection to you.